closer to home, the blow-up in Question Time this afternoon has been around the question of preferences, and the federal government is refusing to be drawn on questions about the West Australian Liberals preferencing One Nation. The WA Liberals have struck a deal with One Nation ahead of the state election to preference One Nation above the National Party. Deputy PM and leader of the Nationals, Barnaby Joyce, is slamming the deal and says if the Liberals step away from the coalition, they'll end up in opposition. As expected, Labor has attacked the government in Question Time and also suggested that One Nation is becoming even more influential than it once was. But the government says it's not phased, reminding Labor that they have accepted One Nation preferences too. Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor, has been watching on. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ben.
It's all about One Nation preferences.
It is all about One Nation preferences, and Bill Shorten started the attack in Parliament today. That was his first question to the Prime Minister. Then it was followed up by people like Tony Burke and Tanya Plibersek. Essentially, they want to know, does the government plan to preference One Nation at the next election, the federal election in 2019, and what other state elections will the Liberals preference One Nation and follow their lead from the West Australian Liberal Party? Look, essentially, the government knocked this on the head as they were being asked questions about it, saying that Labor also preferenced One Nation during various elections. The government said that in the federal election just gone, the member for Herbert in the seat of Queensland seat, Cathy O'Toole, she benefited from One Nation preferences. Another Labor member, Susan Lamb, in the Queensland seat of Longman, she also benefited from One Nation preferences.
So there's some guilt on both sides when it comes to this, if you can call it guilt. But the interesting thing is the relationship now between the National Party and their Liberal partners in Canberra. This is uncomfortable for Barnaby Joyce.
It is a little bit uncomfortable for Barnaby Joyce, and he did slam the deal today, as you mentioned in your introduction. But quite interestingly, the WA Nationals leader, Brendan Grill, says he wears the deal that the Liberals in Western Australia have done with One Nation as a badge of honour, and he also agrees with Barnaby Joyce that what it could end up meaning is that the coalition does end up in opposition rather than in government as a result of fracturing this alliance. Now, obviously, you have a fair few Liberal Party members today saying, look, you know, what happens in Western Australia is not reflective of what's happening around the rest of the country. The WA Libs and the WA National Party are two very different beasts compared to Liberal and National parties in other parts of the country.
Well, there's going to be national interest in this WA state election on Saturday, March 11, and we'll talk to you before then, no doubt. Michael, thank you.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor, joining us from Canberra.